Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Quickie, the Clark Sisters.
Good morning. Want to ask the question on this morning, are you living your best life even in the midst of circumstances, hardship, heartache? Are you living your best life? Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Praise the Lord. Come on in. I see so many of you are just connecting this morning. I want to thank you for that. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are taking charge of our lives and living our best lives to our lives to the fullness. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we give a shout out to our co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. We want you to keep her in your prayers. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for her and her connection and her tenacity and certainly co-hosting with me for this show. Certainly, we want to talk about our event on last Saturday. It was outstanding. It was a blessing. And those of you that were not in the building, you missed a treat. We tried to connect to Blog Talk Radio in the morning, and certainly you can go back and listen to any of the lessons. But I want to say thank you to those that showed up, those that gave, those that gave support to what we were doing. It was our annual, they call it a prayer breakfast. I guess I'm just going to say prayer breakfast, but our annual blog talk radio breakfast. And we were celebrating 6 years of this ministry. This ministry is under it is supported by Amazing Grace Inc. Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly Evangelist was there, and Evangelist Terry, our co-host, was there. She facilitated. We had a word of inspiration by Dr. Eloy McWilliams, who encouraged our hearts so well. We had testimonials by so many of you that said how this blog blessed your soul. We even attempted to be online from 9 for 30 minutes of this show, but praise God, I understand there were some technical problems. And a lot of times when you put two mics or whatever phones together, sometimes you get static. So those of you who can go back and listen to it, I ask that you just sit down and listen to it quietly, and you can hear some of what happened on Saturday. Because we had a grand time in the Lord. Certainly the Lord blessed. Certainly the Lord moved, and God showed up as we expected him to. We had words of encouragement. We had a word. But not only that, we had good food. All of this was free, and all of this was through the donations of so many of you that support Amazing Grace Ministry. So I thank God for you. I thank God for how you celebrate this ministry, how you have poured in with your donations. And even those of you that have showed up online, we've got 5 callers that are on the line today. And I just want to say thank you for being here with us. And certainly we want to expand and move forward and do so many things. Again, as I said on last Saturday, this ministry goes all over the world. And I want to make a correction. I said that we had a total of 691 listeners since we started, but it's 619. I got them two last numbers. I turned them around, but it's 619. And I want to make that even broader. I want to get into the thousands. I want people to call into this show, and I want this show to do exactly what the title is. It's destroying the yokes of bondage. And so many of us are bound with something. But God came to loose those bounds. God came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. Thus was the theme of our breakfast on last week. We are living life abundantly, and I came to give you a recap of that service. We have so much going back, and I went to the archives of our ministry, and I pulled out a lesson that was given to you a little while ago, and certainly we're going to give that to you today, because we always bring a fresh word. We always bring the word of God, and the word of God is alive. It's able to loose you. It's able to set the captives free. And without further ado, we're going to get into this word and the announcements to finish it up. I'll give later at the back end. So the word of God addresses every aspect of our lives. Although we're living in perilous times, God is still in control. The word in 2 Timothy 1 and 3 talks about the times we're living in. Praise the Lord. Therefore, Prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. Christ has come that we might have life more abundantly. The word will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. We are fighting the good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons. The theme for this month is God's eternal reign. The lesson for this third Saturday in June is living life abundantly in Christ, living my best life now revisited. The text is coming from John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that life and that they may might have it more abundantly. I want to get the scriptures correctly. 2 Timothy 3 and 1 reads, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. The word is alive. We find in Hebrews 4 and 12, it talks about the word being alive and active and dividing the spirit, the dividing of spirit, of soul and spirit. Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is alive and powerful. And this is the New Living Translation. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit, between the joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. One of the things I want to say off the top, that we are made in the image of God. Therefore, we are three parts. When Adam was made, God made him his body from the ground, from the clay, from the dust. And he breathed in him, and he became a living soul. So that aspect of God in us can't die. Time is moving faster, and we are moving into times that are really challenging to us. We've never seen the details and the situations in which we're going through. You never, if you were honest with yourself, you could say, I've never seen a former president on trial for secretly holding on to documents and yet still running for president and might become president again. We're living in treacherous times. You see all kinds of calamities, all kinds of natural disasters, all kinds of situations. And now we're celebrating June, which the gay community has taken it over. This is considered Pride Month. And think it not strange that they have chosen this month, because when you go into ancient times, there was so much done in this month of June. When you look at pagan gods and how they celebrated the various events that went on in June, and the enemy had gathered all of his demonic forces together to conquer this world and to take Christianity out. But God is still in control. So even though we are now in June and almost out of June, praise God, hallelujah, God is still in control. Satan can't do no more than what God will allow him to do. When we go in the Word and we go to Romans 5, verses 16 and 18, it reads, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses and unjustification. 17, for if by one man's offenses death reign by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offenses of one judgment came upon all man to condemnation, even so by the righteous of one the free gift came unto all men unto justification of life. Now I'm going to read, after that, I'm going to read our theme scripture, which is very poignant. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that they may have life, and that life more abundantly. I'm living an abundant life. I'm living life to the fullness. Why? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross. And because he died on the cross and became my Savior, and therefore I can speak life. And I have it because God has given me that. Acts 2:28, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When you look at that, and when you listen and hear the word, the scriptures that say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Meaning even when the midst of I'm feeling down, even when the midst the troubles happen, even in the midst of things just going awry on my job and my family, I still have joy. I still am able to lift my hands high and praise a living God. Hallelujah. When we look at the goodness of Jesus, and sometimes our countenance can be down. It can be sad. We can be going through some situations, whether it be in our bodies, health issues, whether it be in our home life, whether it be in a job or situations in the neighborhood. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I heard y'all out there. I heard somebody say, hallelujah, praise God, because that is the mighty God we serve. So we're talking about living our life. Well, what is life? Life is the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity of growth, reproduction, functional activities, and continuous changes that precedes the opposite of life, which is death. It is the existence of an individual or human individual being or animal. Hallelujah. The period between birth and death. Mortality, energy, vigor. Sometimes, you know, the energy drink, oh, I'm going to get me an energy drink so I can have a little more energy. Life. So when we talk about abundant, it's plentiful. It's in good supply, fully satisfied. Abundantly means fully, ample, plentiful. I've got more than I need. And that's God. God, we are still yet in the land of the living, and I want you to pray. As I take a sidebar, one of my guest on Saturday. They had put her father in hospice. And yesterday she got the call that he had made his transition. And when I say, and when we say transition, it means that they have gone from the living to the dead. Now, Christians or God people, God, those that are in Christ Jesus, they say we're just sleeping. Now, we got a whole lot of scriptures that says or gives an idea of what's going on in the afterlife. You got to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You at least have to have a relationship with Christ Jesus. You got to know him and the pardon of your sins to get to heaven. Hallelujah. So, in essence, we're trying to figure out what's over there. People have died and come back and given description. But we know that the word says, in my Father's house are many mansions. We know that the streets are paved with gold. We know that God said that there will be a new heaven, a new Jerusalem that we're going to dwell in. We know that we're going to be with him. And we take comfort in that. Hallelujah. So I say that to say this. Pray for her as she deals with the loss of a loved one. And certainly, even in the midst of our loss, God gives us joy. Praise God. God gives us joy. God gives us strength. Because at some point we're going to have to make that transition as well. But thanks be unto God that gives us the victory. Praise God, as long as we are in God's hands, we are more than a conqueror because he is in control. Mm-hmm. There was a song by Andre Crouch, and it talked about we love it there. We don't know. There's so many saints that have gone on before. God has given us peace to know they're at peace. Their body is no longer leaking. Praise God. And because of sin, this body is deteriorating. But those that are in Christ Jesus, we look forward to the day where we can be with our Father, where we can be with the Son who died on the cross for us, where we can glorify God and be around the throne, because Revelation talks about how the saints are going to praise God. There is no more need of light and day because God Jesus will be the light, and we can worship him as the angels worship him. Let's go back to the lesson, please. Y'all get me excited. And when we talk about the book of Romans and its justification, because I gave some scriptures and I gave some verses of Romans. And I want to give a little bit of background, Romans, the fifth chapter. When we look at the outline of the book of Romans, it talks about the justification by faith. And one, we know three things. This gives us three things. One, sin entered the world through Adam and spread to everyone. So nobody, no one, no animal, no thing is above what happened. All, therefore, the Bible said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the land, even the land. And we look at ourselves and we look at the animals, but we don't see the land. Even in the land has to deal with the elements of sin. Mm-hmm. So one, sin entered the world, and it spread to everyone, the land, everyone, everything. Although sin had not yet been put to death, reigned from Adam to Moses in the likeness of Adam's offense, because he is a type of Christ. So what are you saying? Because that's a lot. Although sin has entered because of Adam, and it reigns through up to Moses and even after Moses, because when Moses came, he put the law in. But Adam was a type of Christ. He was the first man. Therefore, the second Christ or the second man to come would be the individual to end all of the problems of sin, meaning the necessary sacrifice. So in essence, when we get to Moses, then Moses had to make a sacrifice. He began to set the law in order so that therefore there will be a set of rules and regulations to deal with the concept of sin. And if we read our Bibles, and I tell people that the Bible is not just a set of books, but it's a long story from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And it refers back to various scriptures. It looks at the times. You can go to the chapter of Daniel chapter 9, and they're talking about the end times. They're talking about the times that we're living in now, all the way back in Daniel. So in essence, when we look at the sin, when we look at the sin of the people of Israel and how Moses implemented a set of rules that men should be lived by. And here is Adam's offense. Because of Adam's offense, we have Romans. Romans to say now that we have a justification. We have somebody that have come on the scene, that last perpetual, that last sacrifice, that last Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. So when you hear that, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God that became our Passover, the Lamb of God that he's talking about here in Romans, because he died on the cross, now we have justification. Mm-hmm. We have justification in Christ Jesus. So therefore, we can live. We don't have to be consumed. We don't have to walk with our head hanging down. We don't have to say Satan is in control. No, he ain't. God is in control. And let me remind you of Christ when he walked past the fig tree that gave no fruit. What'd he do? He cursed it. And he cursed it because it was not doing what it's supposed to do. We are charged with an element. We are charged to do the will of the Lord. And what he gives us, we are to give to others. So, let's go back. One, the book of Romans is talking about we're justified by faith. 3 points it talks about. One, the sin that entered the world through Adam. Sin that reigned from Abraham and to Moses, meaning Moses being set up the rules and the Passover, a way where which man can be able to be delivered from their sins by atonement, by sacrifice, and certainly those events still happen today. And third, although many die because of Adam's transgressions, God's grace and the gift of Jesus Christ more greatly abound to them. Romans 5 and 15, therefore giving life in abundance because of Christ. So if we go back to Romans 15 and read it, we read it. Well, you read it, because I started at 16. So when we give that, giving life to the abundance, praise the Lord. So abundance, plentiful, I talked about that. Abundance is frequently mentioned in the Bible as something God offered to those who trust in him. Scriptures say that God will provide an abundant life to those who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Abundance in this sense means a life full of everything you need to sustain yourself in joy and purpose. Abundant means plentiful, in great quality, full, sufficient. As abundant supply in Scripture, it means abounding, having great quantity, overflowing with it. The Lord is abundant in his goodness and truth. More abundantly means to have a superabundance of a thing. According to Jesus' teachings, abundant life is not based on prosperity, but on the total being of a person, including health and well-being in the body, mind, emotions, relationships, and eternal, even after. So as we see John 10 and 10, and once we go all the way from 1 through 10, Jesus uses two metaphors for himself in this passage. He is the shepherd who enters by the gate, which the gatekeeper opens for him, verses 2 through 6, and he is the gate or the door by which the shepherd enter into salvation and go out to find pasture. Jesus says that the thieves and the bandits enter the shepherd fold by another way. And the thieves and the bandits are all who come before me, and the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus therefore said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, I am the shepherd's door. All who come before me are the thieves. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and go out and will find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. Most certainly I tell you, I am the shepherd's door." Jesus changes the metaphor, and he was the shepherd and now is the gate. He is also the door. I am. You know, he is that he is. Anything you need, God is. God is able to be the hope. God is able to be your peace. God is able to open up doors that have been closed before you. God is able to do the thing that you set before him and you give to him. A lot of times we don't give it to him. We take it back. But he's saying in this passage of Scripture that I am the door. And it's not that says he is a door, but he is the door. T-H-E, the. He is the door. He is the way of life. He is the way of escape. He is the provider, the comforter. He came back and he said, look, he went to heaven and he said, I'm going to send my comforter, and my comforter going to keep you. And certainly we find that the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and there all was clothed with tongues of fire, and they were speaking in other languages that the world may understand in their particular own language, that the Holy Spirit had come, that the Messiah had arrived, and now we're looking for his second coming, and he is coming. Although I don't care what the ministries and various ministries say, oh, 230, 230, Christ coming back. The Bible says we know not the hour nor the time that the man of God shall appear. But we know that he's coming, and therefore, because we know that he's coming, we have life, and that life we have it more abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we have the scriptures that says that we have life more abundantly. And I just want to read the word to you, because it is the word in which we have life. Oh, the word of God comes to break every yoke. It comes to build our faith. It comes to give us greater insight. It comes to lift up our spirits. It comes that we may walk in the authority that he's given us, and the world may see us and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Ephesians 3 and 20 reads, now to him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Is the power working in you this morning? Oh, can you feel God's anointed power? Oh, can you feel his strength? Can you feel him moving in your body? Can you feel him moving in your mind? You know, Bishop Mason used to say, loosen my mind, loosen my mind. Why? Because the enemy will bring negative thoughts to your mind. Oh, he will bring you thoughts to tell you you can't make it. You can't do that. Your kids ain't going to be saved. Oh, you not going to get another job. You just might as well give up and die. Oh, but God came that you might have life, and that life more abundantly. Because the word of God says him, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the faith that worketh in me. I believe the word of God. I believe I can make it, because God said I can. I can, I can, I can. Oh, just like that little train that says, I can, I can, I can, I can. I can get up the hill. I can, I can, I can. And sometimes we got to tell ourselves, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. Oh. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I. Oh, I have a. Yet not I. Yet not I. I want y'all to circle that, yet not I. But the grace of God, which was with me. Sometimes we want to go in our own strength. And I'm not going to read anymore. If y'all want these scriptures, I got them laid out, 2 Corinthians 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 2 and 4. I'm going to read them so y'all can write them down. Okay, I gave y'all a minute to get your pens. 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. 2 Corinthians 2 and 4. 2 Corinthians 10 and 15. 2 Corinthians 2 and 17. Titus 3 and 6. Hebrews 6 and 17. 2 Peter 1 and 11. The scriptures are clear that our new life is in the reality in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 talks about this life when it says, therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. Old things are passed away and new things have come. Jesus calls that life abundant. I want you to take the scriptures and I want you to read the scriptures. Because in the scriptures we have life, and we have it. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, read that one too, that put on the whole armor. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities. And as saints of God, we must begin to stand up for what's right. We must stand for what's right. It's not a coincidence that this month, my topic is God's reign. God reigns is the authority. And this month has so many pagan. Satan has taken June and just turned it into a pagan and idolatry that so many humans are participating in. Now, I'm trying to give up. I'm trying to conclude. But I got to say this. When Israel was going over into the promised land, and let's be clear, they didn't get there until 40 years after the older generation had died off because they offended God. And the older generation offended God because they didn't have the faith to believe they could take the promised land, even though they're giants living in the promised land. We don't want to offend God by saying that he can't do what he said in his word he can do. Therefore, if we lack faith, we ask God for that. Lord, increase my faith. Now, when you ask that, understand there are trials and tribulations that you're going to go through because we go from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. God knows you, he understands you, and he has made a purpose design especially for you. And in that design, that purpose, that life more abundantly, he gets the glory because you let it shine. And you let it shine, when you let it shine, when you show forth the goodness of God and tell the people God did it, then he blessed you the more. We are going to have trials and tribulations. We're living in that day and time, and I was trying to get to the point, thank you, Holy Spirit, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And principalities have increased 100-fold. Those pagan gods that Israel was told not to worship are in our land today, strong and in full effect. Therefore, we are to put on the armor and fight the good fight of faith and show the world who lives in us. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the word. I thank you for this word that was given to the people. I pray for each and every listener on this blog, everyone that listen, everyone that I can see. I pray for them. I pray for the strength. I pray, God, that you'll give them a deeper anointing. Whatever problems, whatever situations they're going through, I pray for a solution in the name of Jesus. I speak life more abundantly. As they have connected with me, I connect with them. And I speak a word right now in the name of Jesus. I speak a word of healing. You're healed. You're delivered. You're set free. If the money is coming in the name of Jesus, everything that Satan tried to take from you, God is restoring in the name of Jesus. And he's going to give you double for your trouble in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy came against you with, he's going to restore it. He's going to give you more for it. And we speak it. We speak life. We speak deliverance. We speak it right now. We speak finance in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now. Oh, healing of your throat, healing of your body. Oh, cover those that are going into surgery in the name of Jesus. Guide the surgeon's blade in the name of Jesus. Fix it right now. Fix it in the name of Jesus. God, heal in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go in each and every home right now, God. Deliver right now, God. We bind the enemy. We speak healing. We speak salvation to the children in the name of Jesus. Set the captive free in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's bound, everyone in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we loose fruits on their lives in the name of Jesus. We declare it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, it is so in the name of Jesus. God, move forward, God. Oh, bless my co-hosts in the name of Jesus. God, you know what she's going through. I pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. God, move her mightily, God. Oh, in ministry, in the name of Jesus. God bless her children in the name of Jesus. Her children's children in the name of Jesus. God, we speak wealth right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know the need, and we declare it right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, God, touch right now. Oh, protect homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect cars, God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory. Oh, and we're going to give you the praise because it's done in Jesus' name. We make that declaration. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have went over our time. But if the Lord delay his coming, you will hear from my co-hosts on next week. God bless. Bye-bye. Those that are still on, I'm coming back real quick. You can still send your donations to Amazing Grace Ministries, 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. God bless. Bye-bye.